Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Pikachu was the LeBron James of Pokemon, and if you have any different answer, I will square kick you in the...
the vulva?
Yeah. Ha ha! I'm out here, titties out.
All right, you got your titties out?
Titties out.
Were you a kid that like would always like wear a t-shirt in the pool?
No.
Because you feel like a t-shirt in a pool guy.
What
a little
fuck?
Bit. A little bit.
Bro, like, that is highly disrespectful.
It is highly
That's
disrespectful.
That's
the
most fucked up thing I've ever
But
heard.
I could see you. I could see, because you're so fair skinned. I could see like your parents being like, listen, when you were a kid, listen, you can't go to the beach without a shirt on. And then you just sort of like, that's who you thought or how you're supposed to dress when
man,
you were a kid.
I'm trying to cover this shit up.
I felt like it was kind of mean up top and then I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean?
But also people would be like, wait, why is that kid's skin floating? Oh, that's a t-shirt. Yeah, because I got very pale skin. Okay.
Yeah. What is your SPF? Is it like too fat? Is it a sweater?
See, my SPF is staying my ass inside, bro. My SPF is fucking
inside.
Sunblocked by a roof. Now, I think if I were to buy it, it would be like 30, but my mom's buying it, it's like 70 and up. Bro, one time she gave me 100 SPF. I was like, what?
That's what babies wear.
Bro, that's what fucking the most fragile man in the world wears.
Yeah, I mean, you could use SPF 100 to like make a house. Like, oh, it's bro. Like caulking a fucking bro,
you
bathtub.
Could throw, if you put like a SPF 100 in a water balloon launcher and shot it at the sun, it would be nighttime immediately.
Killed.
But yeah, my mom used to get the disrespectful levels of
100
sunscreen.
Is it? You know if you have SPF, right? Like it doesn't really matter the level, you can still get a suntan. Really? I didn't know that.
What?
Like, I thought, like, if 100, like, no sun's getting in, no suntan.
Yeah, I thought.
But
I thought
SPF
it
doesn't
like
equate
a,
to suntan.
Like a bounce at a nightclub. Like, yeah, 100, nobody getting in. Guests is closed tonight. But 30, they're letting in hoes and shit.
Yeah.
50 is like, okay, you got to be with somebody and stuff. But 100, like, nah, ain't nobody coming in here.
Yeah, but SPF doesn't, like, SPF, like, trying to kill SPF doesn't equal, you can still get suntan is what I'm saying. And people also think that cloud cover fucks with the suntan. It actually accentuates
it burns
the tan.
You more.
Yeah,
right?
Bro.
I feel like you could tell who had the chiller parents growing up based on what SPF they made the kids wear.
Yeah, because, dude, my dad would give me oil.
Oh, like, it would be like, oh, yeah, it's tan oil.
The
but
tan
it's three,
oil,
it's 3%,
bro.
But the banana boat one?
Yeah, but first of all, don't put 3%. What the fuck is that doing? 3%.
Bro, it ain't blocking anybody.
It's Michael Cera sitting out in front of a club being like, oh, well, I guess you can go in or you're not, but it's okay
it's
if you don't take ID.
It's the community college of sunscreen. It's like, man, everybody getting in here, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And everyone's getting A's for no reason.
Yeah, then
teachers drunk
SPF
as fuck.
Is, yeah, like Yale and Cornell, all that shit. But 3 SPF, they just put that on there just to add a little bit of flavor.
Isn't it funny that like I'm not even gonna ask this question because I know for sure that your parents didn't think this. Isn't it funny that all of our parents didn't think for one second they were gonna get into an Ivy League school? My parents not one time were like, you know, you should try extra because we want to get you into Brown or Yale or they didn't. They knew for sure that I wasn't
my mom
going.
Was like, you should go to the local community college. As good staff. I was like, what?
Dude, I was gonna go to the Army for a while. I was
really?
Just like, fuck school.
What,
I'm going to the
made
Army.
You not go to the Army.
Army,
yeah,
guns getting shot.
Yeah, like, I don't
by
know how to drive
people.
A stick shift Camaro yet, and they're like, all right, fair enough. Yeah,
I mean, dude, can you imagine like your job is to get shot at?
But, well,
that's horrendous.
What was your like deciding day where like I might fucking throw some camo on this shit and do it?
It's school, man. I just really hated school. Like, they were like, here, memorize the I don't give a fuck about a Spanish American War. You know why? I'm not going to be a historian. When am I ever going to use this? That's the shitty thing about school is you never use the shit. No, you don't walk into your job at Jamba Juice and they go, solve for X. What?
Can I get a name, please? Yeah, Pythagorean Theorem. Hey, I know that one.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, no. When is it ever, like, it's sort of fun. Like, it's like a party trick to know those things.
Yeah.
But there's never been a girl that's like, I can't date him. Why? Oh, he doesn't know what a right angle is. What?
Yeah. Motherfucker didn't know what acute angle is, bro. Like, what?
Dude, some girl hit me up on fucking Bumble with an acute angle reference. I almost broke my phone in half.
What'd she say? She's like, are you 90 degrees or more? Because you're kind of acute.
Yes. Yes, me. That's really good. It was something around there. Was that you, dog?
That was me, dog. Yo,
if it was you, I definitely fucked.
Bro, what do you, so now that you're newly in these single screets.
I'm in these screets, dude.
How do you feel when a girl, when I was on dating apps and a girl would send me like a GIF, I'd be like, you're just cheating the system. That doesn't count.
Cheating the system.
What do you do if they hit you with a GIF, and what do you do when they hit you with a shitty pickup line?
Dick pic. Immediately.
All right, fair enough.
Boom, I hope it's strong as fuck. It's interesting. It's twofold answer, right? It's interesting when a girl does that stuff, because could you imagine if it was on the reverse side and you go there? I get so many, hey, can you imagine if on a dating app you matched with a girl and you wrote, hey, she wouldn't respond, or she would rip your dick in half. She'd be like, oh, cool opening line. Hey, I'm worth more than that.
You'd have to be real hot to hit real hot. Hey, cause like some of the hottest, like baddest girls, all lowercase will just hit you with the H-I, just a quick hi. And you know that there's their way of being like, hi. And I don't know what the fuck that is. It's so annoying. But the other half is like, God damn, that's hot. You just hit me with a quick, you don't give a shit about my life. And I love it.
I know. It makes me know the type of personality that you have.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes a gif, like if it's a well executed gif and it's like kind of funny. If it's like an Ace Ventura GIF, I'm like, oh, all right, I might fuck this girl. She might have like a silly personality. Okay. But if it's just a GIF of like a monkey just saying, like, just waving, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, what is this?
But the haze and shit. Sometimes I'll respond with like, oh, sick opening line, like something like that. Because to me, if they can riff off that, then I know it's our personality. But if you get offended or like weirded out that I wrote like that. then I'm like, all right,
yeah.
What was your opening lines? Do you remember?
I never really had
because Bumble, you don't have to, like, it's up to the lady.
It's up to the ladies, yeah. I think I put something in my bio that would cue them to reach out. Or I think I said something, it was something stupid. It was like, voted runner-up third grade spelling bee champion. They're like, what, spell a word for me. And I'm like, okay, D-I. CC, because I don't know how to spell it. I don't know. I'll run her up. Yeah. I know how to spell dick in third grade?
Buddy.
Of course I did.
Ho! Because in my bio, I think we talked about this before, but in my bio it says like trying to take over the world. So sometimes I get like cute ones that are like, you need some help taking over the world, or like, how are you gonna take over the world? I already took it over, or some shit like that.
Isn't that crazy? What if you went on like a legit bank heist and then you like picked up on a date? Like, Michael, what the fuck? Why do you have a gun down? Who's the guy in the back with a cheetah mask? Like, bitch, I said I was taking over the world. She's like, I didn't know you actually meant it.
You said you wanted to fucking help? What do you mean? Yeah. I'm wearing fucking high heels.
And you turn around, you're like, sorry, that just must be the Gemini. I mean, she's like, ooh, I do love a bad boy Gemini.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me you're a fucking Gemini. Jesus, I'm an Aquarius. Just
shooting out of the window?
We are both Gemini. Water sign.
Yeah.
When you get that shit, we're both water signs? Or like
water signs?
Dog, I'm a
Leo. I thought they only had water bugs.
There's water bugs as well.
What's a water sign? Like Squirtle?
Bro, let me tell you something. Pikachu, who is your favorite?
Pikachu. Pikachu was the LeBron James of Pokemon. And if you have any different answer, I will square kick you in the...
the vulva?
Yeah.
Ha-ha! What?
He was. But that's
the easy fucking, like, lazy answer.
Who are you, Diglett?
Who the fuck is Diglett?
He was a worm that would just pop up, only on the neck.
Because
he's coming through the ground.
Diglett?
Bro, everybody who fucked with Pokemon game, you know Diglett?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Bro, he was like an OG. He didn't really talk. He just popped up out of the ground. He looked like a hot dog that had been dropped in like Dodger Stadium floor.
Okay.
So he
And
just
how
popped.
Did he talk?
He didn't. I don't know if he did. No, I think he literally just said his name. I think he just said Diglett, which is so hard.
This guy's the caricature
he's just
of
DJ Khaled.
Of depression. This guy's depression.
He pops up out of the ground, says his name, then goes back down.
That'd be kind of a cool life, though,
he
man.
Just ad-libs, yeah.
You know, you'd be sick just like walking through and be like, Michael. And everyone's like, nah, it's Michael. Like, that'd be a cool ass life. Never have to riff, never have to talk to anyone.
Yeah, but you got to have a certain, like, if you're Quavo and you walk in, Quavo, they're like, yeah, Quavo. But if you say, like, Trevor, they're like, nobody's going to hype over Trevor.
But people get hype over Mike Jones.
You know what's funny? Drunk people at bars call me Trevor Noah because they know I'm like a Trevor of some relative importance or whatever, and they just forget. And they're like, bro, are you Trevor Noah? And like, I thought this guy was fucking around. He's like, and then he goes to his friend. He goes, bro, that's Trevor Noah. I was like, so far off.
It's so far off. You guys are pretty different.
The accent, the skin tone.
The skin tone's way off.
Way
off.
He's way better looking than me. I'm not. He's from where? Australia?
South Africa.
South Africa?
Yeah.
I was, bro. But no.
Mm-mm. Realistically, I understand his cute factor, but he's not like a straight good looking dude.
If he was from Pennsylvania, he wouldn't be pulling the same tail.
No, he's not like Dennis Quaid or some shit.
Yeah, no, he, bro.
You seen shirtless pics of Dennis Quaid recently?
No, but his pecs look like they look like they're chiseled by like ice sculptures, but they're also kind of melting.
Oh, yeah, they're melting like a little
bit.
They're
like chiseled, but they're well rounded.
Like I feel like someone went to where Michelangelo is dead, and they Lazarus him from the fucking grave, and they said, "Can you make Dennis Quaid?" And he goes, "No problem." I don't know really where he's from, but I know he's not talking in English.
Where do you think Dennis Quaid is from?
Heaven.
I was gonna say Sacramento.
Same thing. Same fucking thing. Oh, by the way, Charmander, fucking fight me, bitch.
No, I feel that. I feel that. Charmander, yeah, that's like, okay, I see that.
Charmander
was
dope.
For the angry emo kids that like also be like, I do want to turn on fire too.
Yeah, dude, then his tail was always on fire. I had a Charmander watch.
Bro,
that shit was so
Charmander
dope.
Charmander was pretty good.
Dude, in high school, we used to like, we had like the dope shit that was what, like, you would get like a kid watch.
Yeah, oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
Were they the ones that little had like the ball in it and you tried to get it in the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the most kid watch that you could get. It was.
It just
like,
doesn't even tell time.
It's
literally just a game on your wrist. Like, and then everybody's looking at it like, how dumb does this kid think he is? He's staring at it for 5 minutes. What? Get in there!
But yeah, it is funny. I fucking forgot about that. It was like the cooler the watch was, the more kid it was. So like you would get like, I had the Charmander watch I had, it was like big, like bulky fuck it in, and it was like digital, but like the shitty digital that if you were like brushing your teeth too hard and got a little bit of water, it's done. Like
I love when people used to take like some of our favorite like animated characters and just put them like in thug versions. Like you'll be on Venice Beach and they have like a SpongeBob t-shirt and he's like fucking, he's got a Glock, he's got a bandana, Patrick Starr's got hose, and you're like, who's asking for this? It's hard enough I gotta see him fucking on Pornhub.
I can't. Have you ever watched one of those?
No.
I haven't either. We should watch it and talk about it.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious about how big. They're gonna make him pack. There's no way they're gonna give him a micro dick. Yeah, SpongeBob's got a fucking yaka yaka.
Up in the holes.
Huh?
I think he tucks it up in the sponge holes.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, because they always make Sandy so bad in that shit.
Dude, Sandy will fucking do it.
Man.
God damn. We always get back to cartoons. What's up, Gabe?
You guys wanna hear something embarrassing?
Yeah, of course.
One time, I think I was in like probably like seventh grade or something, and I got an iPod Touch. You know, real hyped on that because it was like iPod with the with the web browser. You know, you can do all kinds of shit on that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And one time, my buddy really wanted to see the iPod Touch, see how cool it was, and he opened Safari on the iPod Touch, and there's some Family Guy cartoon porn going on there.
That you used to
watch that shit?
I wasn't like jerking off to it, but I was curious. What's Lois look like?
Bro, Lois was getting fucking piped up by Brian. And I was like, see, it was...
Brian?
It was weird enough. It was like, it's weird enough to make two animated characters fuck. Now you're doing animated bestiality. At that point, you're just pointing a gun at like, who's getting fired for this? Is it the animators, the writers?
I forgot. They had like some type of weird romantic shit on that show,
they
right?
They do, but also if anybody's going to pull a scumbag move, it's Brian.
Brian's a dick, bro. Undercover sleazeball.
Bro, he always had hoes, too. Every episode, he would always be talking to like a teacher or some other chick, and the girls just had no problem. He was a dog. He'd be like, so what
they
do you do?
They never talked about it.
No, but sometimes be like, you're a talking dog? And he'd be like, yeah, I'm also an author. And they'd be like, oh my God, could you sign my book with a paw print? Would you mind?
You know what's interesting about being a writer? Like, no one, you know, we're comics, right? So people go, tell us a joke. Like, if you're like a poet, do they go, give me a sonnet? Like,
a haiku poem?
Yeah, I mean, do they?
Probably, though.
You think so?
You ever seen slam poetry?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's so fucking weird. It's so aggressive. Weird that I like it.
There's two different types. I think there's like the progressive type where it's like you're putting across a message, but sometimes it's like, my dick, it got jammed in the keypad of an iPad. And everybody's like,
I love it.
And then people are like, what? Is this dick okay?
No. Dude, someone check his dick. There was a mic I used to do right when I first got here.
Mic for the listeners.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Open mic. Yeah, yeah. But it was for slam poetry. But any type, I'll bring you in this world, guys. for stand-ups, sometimes we look for mics. Open mics are, you know, place workout jokes, right? But you would look for mics that weren't comedy open mics, which because were the best because like music mics or poetry mics, because they're all like
an actual audience.
Comics, so they're a real audience. So like really, it was like hyper fun. But anyways, there was this one, me and my buddy Neil Ghost, super funny comic, LA based, and we would go to this open mic in downtown LA, and it was like for poetry slams. So you would see the most bananas shit. Like there was this one dude that would scream, like this kind of like hip hop Asian dude that would like just riff. It was like actually good, but it was like, oh, he's gonna have an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Like he would just get hype. He's like, motherfucker, y'all don't know me equally. I am equal footing, but the sun and the stars are not. Think about that equally inside my soul. It's all some. I'm a Pikachu. Y'all don't fuck with me. I am me. Bars. Who is me? And then people were like, oh, this guy's a genius.
But honestly, it's like you take that guy. And on stage, he's a genius. And you put him on the New York subway, and everybody's like, this motherfucker right here.
Crazy.
That's all they're doing. Insane. It's all about settings, you know?
Oh, it's all about context.
You ever been on shows where you have to follow the slam poetry guy?
Yep.
It's the weirdest thing ever because they land on this big boom, and people are like, do I laugh? Do I clap? Do I snap?
Yeah.
And then you walk up there, and you're like, y'all ever looked at the prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto? What's their deal? And they're like, what?
They're like, hold on. That was art, and now you're fucking whatever. That's why it's so funny when people get so hyped about comedy. Like, it's an art form. Is it? I'm talking about fucking lobster bisque. So is it an art form or not?
Out of all the soups.
Is that? I don't know,
clam
dude.
Clam chowder. Clam chowder probably feels
minestrone,
like
minestrone, dude.
What's minestrone again?
I don't know. Just thought it would be
minestrone
funny thing to
sounds
say.
Weird. It sounds like something that girls get once a month.
Minestrone?
I can't. I'm on my minestrone tonight. Menstrual cycles.
Menstrual
cycles
probably
for
where you're going
for. I think the best soup, probably lobster bisque. It's rich. It's elegant. And it's lobster.
It is classy as fuck. But I mean, I think the consistency of it, I think if you're going to fuck a soup, it would have to be like lumpy so you could actually feel something.
Yeah, but lumps are weird.
No, if you're fucking lumps, it's fine. If you're eating lumps, it's a little weird.
So you're saying if you go down there and you feel lumps, you're just like, well, that's just another day.
Dude, sometimes there was this like badass girl that in New York that I was kind of messing around with. She had
this to be New York.
Most, yeah, of course. She had the most spongy inside vagina. It felt like SpongeBob was in there.
Matzo ball soup?
Do you know what I'm talking about? There's been a couple girls I run into that I like put my fingers in there. I'm like, what?
Just, so casual. There's been a couple girls I run into. I'm just like, hey, how's it going? Oh, spongy. Well, I gotta get going to class.
It's like extra spongy. It's just I'm just like, why does
memory
it feel
foam,
like
Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah, it does. It fit. Yes, it's like, why is there a Casper mattress in your?
You get sex the day before, then you're back the next day, and it just fits right in like a Tempur-Pedic. You go, hey,
sleep number seven.
And then the next day, it's just fucking even bigger. You're like, okay, I didn't do that.
You ever have sex with a girl and then the
nope.
Okay. All right, next question, Gabe. You ever have sex with a girl and then you're like, oh, this is too. I don't fit. This Cinderella shoe does not fit. I am swimming in this vagina.
It's the most embarrassing.
You're just like, you want to stop and be like, you're not feeling any of this, are you? Like, you're not, because you're like
if you move and she doesn't, and you
get all the way in there with ease, and there's no, you know, sometimes you got to put it halfway in and put it in, and she's like, but you just go, froomp, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like when the drive through at a fast food restaurant's like, top height 15 feet, and you're like, bro, I'm doing 4 feet right now.
You're like in a mini
up.
Coupe or some shit. Yeah, you're just like, I think I'm fine, but dude, it's embarrassing,
ease, and you're just like, was the heater on or something? Is there something going on out here?
You know what's something else that I read about vaginas? It's like, we all think it's like, oh, big dick, stretch it out, blah, 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 blah. Like, it doesn't work like that.
No, not at all. So it to like an eighth grader, and they're like, well, bro, what?
Yeah, my buddy's got a big schlong. He's going to bust it open. It doesn't work like that, bro. It doesn't work like that. But some girls are just naturally made with like cavernous vajayjays. So they got to be out there.
What word did you just say?
Cavernous?
What does that mean?
Just wide open.
Like a cave?
Yeah.
Cavernous.
You ever went into the Lorraine Caverns? They got stalactites and stalagmites. I sound smart as fuck right now.
I know what stalactites are.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What's the one that grows up and what's the one that grows down?
Stalactites.
What are you saying? I asked you two questions.
Yeah. Stalactites are the ones that hang down.
I don't know the answer.
There's like a thing. Like I'm sure there is. Mites
might grow
poke
up
you in the ass or something.
Something. Can you Google that, Gabe?
Then
please.
Stalactites.
Stalactites.
Stalagmite.
Stalactites. There's more height, so it's growing up. I don't know, dude.
How do you spell this? Spelling bee run.
Are you serious? Oh, asking me how to spell it.
Bro, you ever fucked the word so bad, even autocorrect is like, yeah, I ain't, bro, what?
Dude, there are so many times where I fucked the word up so bad, and I've said this before, but I end up like screaming into my phone.
Yeah,
like
that's what I do.
It makes me so angry. You got it, Gabe?
Yeah, stalagmites grow from the floor. So stalactites grow down from the ceiling.
That's
what I said, right?
What's up?
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyways, but so they got like cavernous vajayjays. They're just born with cavernous vajayjays. Yeah. And so it's like, if you have one of those, are you like on the lookout? You got to be like, I need a big schlong to feel anything.
Got you. Like, I'm looking for a Shaquille O'Neal to fit this fucking Cinderella shoe.
You have to.
I remember there was crazy if Shaq wasn't packing heat.
I don't think he is.
No.
I think if you put Shaq's dick on me,
proportionate size you're talking.
Yeah, proportions. You look at Shaq and he's 7'2". He's got to have a 14-inch dick soft.
Oh, yeah, bro. I mean, you put that on me, it's looking like I got a fucking grapevine down there. Like, it's all pros and cons.
I don't want a big one.
No?
I do. Like, a big one? No. Absolutely not. Let me ask you this. Would you want to be born with, like, a ginormous... I'm talking about, like, fucking 14 inches big hog, and it's thick, like 3-4 inches. It's like
a salami slog in the charcuterie section.
Yep, exactly. So that, or micro penis,
huge.
You can't, dude. But, yes, a girl can't, dude.
But that's so much cooler of a problem. Be like, how is it with Trevor? Problem, I honestly don't know. He's a massive down there, and then you're like, what? Like, it didn't fit. And then everybody's looking at you like you're the fucking guy that pulled the sword out of the stone. Who's that guy? Zeus? Every time.
Who was that, Zeus? Arthur, bro.
Bro, I got King Arthur cock. Bro, but Zeus for sure pulled some shit out.
No, he didn't.
He ain't pulling
he
out for sure.
He threw lightning bolts.
Okay.
He made Mount Olympus.
You're telling me a dude who throws lightning bolts never once fucking ripped a goddamn sledgehammer out of a stone just for shits and gigs?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, but I don't know, dude.
Anyways, I'm saying, bro, that's so much cooler of a problem. If a girl's like, we couldn't, it was too big.
It is a cool problem, but the issue with that is you're still not fucking, dude. You run into a girl. It's not like we're packing super cannons, but you've run into a girl that's like that. Like, can't. There's some girls that can like deep throat well, and there's some girls that like can't. Right. So you're talking about there's some girls who can't deep throat well that's taking it like half down, and you're like, this is fine, I guess. But comparatively to a girl that can take the whole thing, it's amazing. So think about it. You have a big ass long, and no girl can. Give you head
there's
properly.
There's got to be some girls out there that take it.
Dude, you do 14 inches, fucking 4 inches thick. No, you can't even fit it in your own. No one's mouth can take it.
Bro,
that.
You got to get fucking overalls for your cock, I feel like.
What?
I don't know. You got to get separate clothes made for you and everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, dude, well, no, but what are you saying is the micro size on this? So the micro size. You're not going 14. What's micro for you?
Two.
You're pulling your pants down with this.
That.
No. You're not. You can't.
Yeah, I mean the thing is, I'm trying to get you to open your mind to maybe have the possibility of micro penis, but I'm not choosing that either, because it's like.
So you're going big dong.
Yeah, but let me lay out the positives of having a really like a 2-inch dick comparatively to having a 15-inch dick. At least with a 2-inch dick, you can like kind of learn how to use it. With the 14-year-old dick, you're just like
thumb wrestle people.
Maybe you just use like a joystick. You're like,
yeah, bro. What are you doing with 2 inches?
I mean nothing. You can't do anything.
I think if you can't do anything, it's better to be on the bigger side, because if they're like, honestly, he pulled his pants down and that shit looked like my fucking pinky toe.
Both unusable is my point.
But I'd rather have that big dick energy than a little dick synergy. Is that a thing?
It didn't make sense, but I like how you rhymed it.
You say it with confidence and that should be hitting.
I like how you said it with confidence. It doesn't make any sense, I don't think.
Do you have a 2-inch penis?
Do I have a 2-inch penis? I wish, dude. My shit is fucking... I got 0.5.
Hey.
Can you imagine? Like,
okay, you're talking...
Yeah.
I mean, it probably would be. You're talking 2 inches erect. What are you coming in soft?
I don't think... You can't measure it.
It just looks like a pimple?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go to Europe to measure it properly. You got to use centimeters or whatever the fuck they're using over there, those fucking idiots.
Yeah, bro. You're like... he's like, hey, not to fucking boost the ego, but you're like 6'7". He's like, 6'7"? Yeah, 6 or 7 centimeters, bro.
You know what's so funny about America is we just don't use every other system that any other country uses.
Right.
I fucking love that. Every other country uses the metric system and we just go, nope, We're going to make our own shit.
I'll tell you what, driving in Canada was crazy. I got 2 speeding tickets while I was there.
Why?
I didn't know what the fucking speed was.
Yeah, dude.
Because the car was like, dude, it was like 100. I was like, bro, 100? What does that even mean? That might as well be fucking Autobahn for me.
I'm straight doing conversion. I was in Ireland. Dude, I drove on the wrong side of the road. The right side of the road for them.
Oh, bro, I did both.
It was a nightmare.
Bro,
it was
panicked.
A fucking, you're on the other side of the car. You're on the what is it? So you're on the right side of the car. Driving on the right side of the road. It's a shit show. And then you got to make, when you're making a left-hand turn, you don't go, you got to go, it's the scariest thing in the world.
Parking, is that weird?
Yes, the whole thing is weird. And the amount of times I got in on the wrong side,
did you get out of the car and go back in, or did you just scoot over the seat?
Scoot over,
you'd look dumb both
sides.
You can't
be out there looking.
Because when you get in on the wrong side, it looks like you're doing like a drug deal, and then you just get in on the other side.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, I got a question.
All right.
Oh, shit, Gabe.
If your guys' sheets had to be made of like deli meats, what meat would you want them to be made of? If your sheets had to be made of deli meat?
Sheets,
like bed sheets.
Bed sheets are made out of deli meat.
Hold on.
First of all, I'm having sex with whatever it is.
Of course. I love deli meat, dude, so much.
Deli meat's great. I used to think my friend was in psycho because you just get a pound of deli meat and so eat good. It. And then I did it once and I was like, I am Joe Rogan?
Dude, if you just do deli meat.
Just Copenhagen by the lip just with just bang, fucking dude. some honey smoked turkey. That's not
honey
bad.
Smoked turkey dipped in a little bit of like honey mustard or anything. God.
Bro, sometimes I'll do that at like the fanciest delis around LA. I'll just get pastrami.
Really?
Just pastrami on the plate. The Greenblatt's next to Laugh Factory.
Oh, shit.
Their shit. And then I'll just get some pickles and some mustard on the side. No bread. And I'm like, what?
You know what's a highly underrated snack? Pepperonis.
Oh, you can
if you
snack
buy a
those
rack of
down.
Pepperonis and just have like 6 or 7 with some crackers, blah.
Oh, yeah,
amazing.
Bro. They're out here. So let's get back to the question.
I'm going bruschetta.
Which one? That's the pig fat?
Is it?
Is that the cubes?
Pancetta. No.
Which
no, bruschetta. Bruschetta is that like really thin kind of fluffy meat.
Let's go not as fancy. Let's go basics.
Oh, basic?
I'm talking.
Bologna.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Bologna.
Yeah, I'm going bologna.
Because it's got enough fat in it. That is a little bit of Tempur-Pedic, a little bit of a duvet in there, you know?
And it's like on cold nights, I think it'll keep you warm.
Bologna, I don't know. What is bologna? Ham and pork grinded up?
Dude, bologna is pig dick and a pig heel. It's like, it's the same with hot dogs, dude. It's all the bullshit that they don't use. And they're just like, all right, well, this is a pig, big intestine but and a heel and a fucking dick.
Hot dogs taste pissed off. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
They taste stressed. Bologna is just carefree.
Bologna's carefree, but if you
it's
really...
It's a hot dog that ran away.
I think a bologna and a hot dog is the exact same thing. If you take a bologna and twist it into a hot dog form and eat it, that tastes
hot
angry.
Hot dogs are like fucking in there, bro.
I love hot dogs so
really?
Much. You don't like hot dogs?
I do, but out of the barbecue foods, I'm going burger every day.
Of course, but I like to go one burger, one hot dog. I like to switch it up. You know what I'm into recently? Mustard. I never used to be a mustard
never,
guy.
Dude, it's...
Huge mustard guy
it,
now.
It's a flip. When you realize you like mustard, you're like...
It's the moment when you realize you like coffee.
It's
because when you were a kid,
as a kid that you're like, I fucking hate mustard.
It's
like
too
gross.
When you become an adult, I think you start liking like sour, not sour, but like more bitter. Because you start liking liquor, you start liking black coffee, you start liking mustard. It's like a bitter taste. You start wanting to do cocaine off like hookers' asses. It's all just bitter.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, bro. Oh, I'm telling you, man.
Gabe, is it? Did you find what bologna is?
Think no, it's very complicated.
It's the internet's
bologna
is this emoji with the hands out to the side. Like, I don't fucking know. Nobody's really ever asked that. I don't know what it is, but a fried bologna sandwich. I don't know what it is. Have you ever had a fried bologna?
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know what it is about heating that bitch up where you're just like, am I Gordon Ramsay right now, bro?
Yeah, I think I'm a Michelin chef. But if you take any deli meat and you give it and you get a little oil, maybe a coconut oil, and you give it a little flu,
right.
Fire.
Bro,
so
I mean,
much better.
You make eggs, you throw a half a piece of ham in there, chopped
fuck!
Up. Yeah, I mean, deli meat is just, it's just a banger.
Are we
so
both?
I got it right
oh,
here.
Oh, okay, sick.
So it's usually pork, sometimes beef,
bro,
sometimes both.
What?
See?
Bologna is a sausage, so it starts as a blend of meat, fat, salt, and spices, which are then stuffed into a casing and smoked.
All right, so it's pig dick. It's It's, I mean, I don't like to hear that type of stuff. I mean, I'll eat it regardless.
The fact that it said usually, man, I don't need to be going on Google, the official website of knowledge. And they're like, well, usually.
Yeah, sometimes. You can't sometimes make.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and be like, oh, what's this? She goes, oh, it's, you know, it's sometimes. But it's sometimes.
But that's what's weird. Like, you know how sushi imitation crab isn't crab? That is so crazy to me. There's like, yeah, this imitation crab. What?
Well, what is it?
It's fish.
Is it? Yeah. Is it fish like just doused in crab?
I don't know what the it's a fish flavoring? That used to kick it with a crab like back in the day. I don't know. But it's like, how are we that dumb? We're just like, yo, this crab is amazing. And then you have a bite of real crab and you're like, what the fuck was I eating beforehand?
I think it's hilarious that it's called imitation crab.
Oh, they don't
you couldn't
to hide
come
it
up
all.
With anything else?
Not even like how they call a fake turkey, tofurkey. They couldn't have been like, scrab.
Yeah. Scrab.
Scrabble.
Scrab is fun. Yeah, but that's so funny. They're like, just tell them exactly what it is.
Frab.
Frab. Frab is fine. Crab. Scrab. Trab. I mean, dude, anything. Scrab is probably the best one.
Scrab.
Scrab. But yeah, imitation crab is honestly, do you like it? I think it's disgusting.
It's weird. I'm not plain, you can't have it, but regular crab just dipped in butter. Fucking oof.
Oh my God, wow. Dude. Have you had Chesapeake Bay crabs from my home state of Maryland? Shout out.
No.
Dude, fuck.
I have had crab cakes in Maryland, though.
Yep.
Baltimore.
Yeah, oh my God.
Them bitches were huge.
Yeah.
They are making money off those things. Each one was like $22.
Oh, dude, crabs in Maryland are expensive as fuck.
Bro, the second I said market price, I was like, oh, bro, they could come out and be like, yo, you got a Kia parked out there? Yeah, that'll do it for half.
Dude, there's a place in Bethesda, Maryland, you can get a dozen crabs for $90. A dozen. Just a dozen. And when I mean, they're jumbos. But when you eat crabs, like, you got to eat like 8 of them bitches to feel full. So you're almost spending, you're like, it's, that's yeah. a ton of money.
Well, bro, I mean, I went to get crab legs and I got the
Alaskan?
No, not crab legs. What am I talking about? Crab, what the fuck is it
crab
called?
Crab
cake? Yeah. Geez, all I right. always call it crab balls.
They make crab balls.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah.
How do crabs?
But I spent like $50 after a show on crab cakes. Yep. And I was just like, there's something about traveling and trying food that I'll never get again. I will ball out, bro. Clam chowder in San Francisco out of a bread bowl. They could tell me it's $98. And I'm like, bitch, tip me $35 after
but
that.
But are you that dude though? Are you that guy that likes to go to places and try the food? I 100%. Don't care. Really?
Yep.
I wish I was more like that. Because we had a conversation before about how we don't like eating, don't like food or whatever. But when you go to places,
I don't
you like
it? In town, when I'm in LA, I'm not like the guy that's like whipping up. If I'm in my own kitchen, I don't give a shit. It's just food. But when I'm traveling and there's a restaurant that I can never go to again, right. or when I get back to LA and somebody is like, yo, you were in Maryland. Did you go here? And I can be like, nah, but I went here. They're like, oh, that's the spot.
See, I need to be more like that, man.
I mean, it's cool. It's a good way to kill time on the road, but also you get some like fucking some shit you never had out here, like that Texas barbecue, and then you have barbecue out here, you're like, man, shut up, LA.
True. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, and well, I don't know. It's like when you have Mexican food outside of California, you're like, oh.
This is trash.
Y'all are cute. I see what you're doing out here, but cute.
Yeah, these tortillas are adorable.
Right, but that's what I tell people when they come to LA. They're like, what's popular? I'm like, honestly, find a taco truck that is parked in the back of a Ralph's, okay? Whether there's somebody working it or not,
and that's
eat
it. And that's it. And they're making the fucking quesadillas off the wheel of the truck. Bro, fine,
I
great.
Love it, man.
Great.
It's so good.
Great, it's fine. They don't give a fuck. Dude, you know what's interesting about like that mentality? Great for dating. I am planning shit and having a girl be like, so like, what are we doing? Man, I don't know, dude. If you want to do what I'm doing, I'm making hot dogs off a Foreman grill. Are we cool with that? Because that's what I'm doing.
I had a Foreman grill up until I was 25 years old.
I love Foreman grills.
They're so convenient.
Goddamn. You know what the adult version of a Foreman grill is? Air fryer.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
You love your air fryer.
Fuck.
I need to get one. But you know how you were just talking about that when girls are like, what do you want to do? This type of shit for dates.
Yeah.
I always thought that was like a stereotype. Or like in movies when you ask a girl like, what do you want to eat? And they're like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, some movies. And then... girls hit you with that and you're like, but you do know what you want to eat.
But you do know. But you do know. And I think you just have a real conversation. I try to. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I try to be like, these are my faults. These are my faults. Ready for these? Cannot spell. Don't be like weirded out in 1 month that I can't spell encyclopedia. I can't spell.
Why is she seeing your spelling? Texting?
Just
writing letters to her in jail?
Yeah. I mean, I love jail women. Spelling. Spelling. Directions.
Okay.
And these are not like, oh, it's a game. I don't know. I don't know. And I implore them. I do not know directions. So don't give me shit like, you've lived here for 3 years. I can't believe. I don't know where I'm going. GPS. Shut up. And three, cannot plan anything. Okay.
Planning.
Those
are
the three things, bro.
Planning is hard, bro.
Planning, it's just unfair. You know what's unfair about the whole planning thing? Is for the most part, and in good relationships, you kind of go half and half money-wise, but it's hilarious because a lot of girls are like, yeah, he needs to plan stuff, and then you do the thing, and she goes, and he needs to pay for it. Well, I gotta plan this motherfucker. I gotta be Orbitz, and I gotta be fucking MasterCard.
In 2019, you can buy everything while you're planning, so you end up buying everything. Because you're like, hey, we're going to go, you buy, like, let's go here. Okay, that event, then you buy the tickets for the event.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, let's go to dinner, but you got to, it's a fucking date night thing, so you got to buy a table for two up front.
That's what I mean.
So you're already buying the shit before it's even happened.
Oh. So, I mean, this is a change. I mean, for me, that's just a change of time, because you got to figure out the plan, and then you got to pay for the motherfucker. So you're still doing two things, regardless if you're paying up front or like at the end of it.
Right.
I don't know, man. What's your are you okay with paying for everything, or are you like the more how do you feel about that? Do you resent
I'll
the fact
pay
that
for shit, but if they're ever like, let me get this one, I'm like, yep, I'm not finding it back. I'll be like, well, are you sure I can? Well,
right.
Once they say it, I'm like, yeah, you said it, not me.
My whole thing, I'm
usually, most girls are like,
I like 50-50, bro. That's always been that's always worked
first
for
are you
me.
A first date guy?
I'm a first date pay guy, 100%.
Right. What, dude, I know this comic. He's like this OG guy, this dude from Louisiana. Yeah. I remember we were going to open mics one night. We were just hitting a bunch, and I was in the back seat. He's like, Trev, you pay for the date? So I was like, yeah, I'll pay for the first date. And he goes, that's not what you got to do. You make her pay for the first date.
Jesus.
And then if she comes around for the second date, you know she's a keeper. That's when you pick up the tab. It's like, what is the turnover rate on that?
I mean, it's got to be 0%.
Bro, if a first date, and you're like, yo, you got this one? She's like, what?
That, honestly,
are you on the run from police or something?
That's
why
a G ass move,
bro,
to get through the whole date and the check comes and you go, you got this? And not joking? Oh my God.
Bro, you gotta have like a fucking scar under your eye though. Like, you gotta be like tough. I can't look like a fucking go-gurt and be like, yo, you paying?
I couldn't say that for real.
No.
And it's like, I mean, I guess like, yeah, because it's either like she gets real wet because she's like, oh my God, he's telling me what to do. Like, I'm really into this control thing. Or she's like, what the fuck are you saying to me?
Yeah, it's not like something, I don't know. It's kind of just written that the first date. I mean, I want you guys, whoever's listening right now, write in. Do you pay on the first date? There's always going to be some dude named like Jarek who's like, nah, I'll pay for that shit.
But he does though.
He does. But or he does. It's like, yeah, but I mean, you fucking brought it to your mom's house. Ain't nobody paying for the meal but her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she made the toaster strudel. You didn't.
You ever cook for girls?
Very rarely. I don't mind doing it, but I very rarely do it.
But
and it's got to be like, it's not date number three. I'm not making you a pork chop.
Right.
It's got to be like my girl or like some girl that I'm
But are you one of those guys that'll be like, oh, instead of going out, I'll cook us a nice dinner?
It's never felt like super planned to me. It's always been like, we're trying to figure out what to eat, and then like I'm just like, why don't we just go to the grocery store and like buy a nice piece of fish or whatever, and we'll make it. Because it is
the thing.
It's
like
cool.
Raising a child that you get to eat at the end of the night and not be a child.
Yeah,
I feel that
it is, but it makes it a whole experience if you like get in the car, you go to the grocery. It's also fun.
It's kind of like a date within a date.
It's like a millennial going hunting. That's what
the
grocery
store is. Yeah, I just do Uber Eats. Like, you want to go pick it up together, and then we hold hands.
That's hot,
dude. Uber Eats, yeah. Well, I mean, what are you making? You're like, you want to do dinner at my place? She's like, oh my God, he's so romantic. And you're like, yo, you like omelets, right? Cooking breakfast food as a dinner date is hilarious.
That is very funny if you're just going waffles.
Why are dudes so good at cooking breakfast?
That's the only thing
I'm murder at that.
I'm good at breakfast.
But you're good compared to, because like, you know how many times I've seen a girl post a picture on Instagram of burnt toast and it's like, wife me up. No. I'm fucking getting a divorce immediately
if you're
throwing away your toaster.
If you're burning a piece of toast, you're going to drown my kid.
Bro, I see that so much. Like, it'll just be like Kraft macaroni and cheese and then just a whole ass chicken breast, zero seasoning on it. Wife me up. Why?
I don't want to.
I'll season you up. How about I arrange a marriage between you and some Lowry's? How about that?
Hey, Google it. I hate this. I don't know how to make... Google it.
But it's funny because they post it with the caption like "wife me up" like in a sarcastic tone. But it's like, right. Also, yeah, but that's what you're eating. Like that's
yeah.
Don't show us that.
You think that's attractive? You're a disaster. You think the disaster thing is so funny to me. That's not attractive to be right. Like, I'm a tornado who wants to be, no one. No right. One wants to be, I mean, some people, I guess some people do, but I am not the dude to be like, oh, I can't wait to deal with this. Yeah, horrendous.
I feel that.
But I do. Do you like cooking or no?
Cooking pissed me off.
Why?
There's too many stages. You got to get the food, make the food, eat the food, clean the food. Bro, what? That's a full ass. The restaurants do that whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a reason they got 19 different positions.
And sometimes restaurants suck at it. There's 19 people. You think I'm good at it?
There was a phase my whole junior year where I just bought paper plates because I don't want to do dishes.
My man.
Bro, fuck them.
Dude, I don't think I had dishes the entire time I was in college. I had ramen noodles, no dishes.
I had one dish my whole college career that I used once.
You know what's funny is in college, I think our junior year, we had such a dish problem that we were like, no. What cup do you want, Brent? That's your cup. This is your plate.
That is true.
This is your fork. This is your knife. And it, everything was color coordinated. So it's like, if this shit, this is yours. And so there was four plates,
smart, yeah.
Four cups, four set, and that was it. And we had no dish problem because you know exactly whose dishes that was.
Yeah, we used to do that because this one kid, my senior year, never used to wash his dishes.
Fuck.
This kid's John, engineer, total nerd. That was a kid we paid to, we paid a freshman to kick his door down for $20. I had to have talked about that. I swear to God, I talked about that. I had to.
I don't think so.
No.
Hold on. Yo, you're such a bully. You paid someone $20 to knock the door down? Who did you pay? Shrek? What did you just find the biggest dude?
Okay, I'll get into this real quick. So this guy, John, he was an engineer and he was just like, he had such crazy, like, you know, school hours. He was always stressed out about finals. San Jose State was a big engineering school. So like it meant something to be an engineer there. And one night at a party, I think we were, because our big party night was Thursday and he had Friday classes.
Okay.
But he was gone in the library studying. And this kid, Vinny, he's literally like the, hey, you guys, if that guy was a person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just the fucking, he's one missing tooth away from being an ogre, right?
Oh, shit.
But hilarious kid. And we were seniors. He was a freshman. And we're like, yo, Vinny, we'll pay you $20 to knock down John's door. And I think he was like, no, no, no. And then we're like, no, no, no. He said it's chill. And you say it's chill to a freshman. Like, whoa, whoa. Okay. So this guy full on like lowers his shoulder and just. And these are shitty IKEA doors. And he plows through that bitch.
Like, did it come off the hinges or was it just an imprint of an ogre?
It broke the. Through the door lock.
Okay.
Like, so that part like snapped and then it just broke in half. So it looked like, you know, those barnyard doors
100%.
where they both open, the top opens and the bottom opens.
Yeah, yeah.
So it did
that.
They
open and they go, biscuits ready?
It did that, yeah. And then after he did it, we're dying laughing. Like five minutes later, we put it back up like it never happened. But it was the most obvious thing ever. It was like putting fucking duct tape on a car accident. It was so obvious. And then that night, we hear him come home at like 2 a.m. from studying. And this kid loses his fucking mind.
Like angry?
Oh my. Like literally, we were like, bro, if he's like shooting the place up.
Yeah.
Because we had a party that night at our place. So he's throwing beer bottles in the kitchen, glass bottles.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? Fuck, dude, who did this to me? And then we are in our rooms like texting each other because I was in the downstairs floor, the only room on the downstairs right next to the kitchen. I'm in my room locked up panicking. I'm texting everybody upstairs like, yo, he's here, yo, fucking lock away. And that dude, that kid, that was our senior year.
Fuck.
And he moved out for the last 3 weeks of school because he couldn't handle the stress
of not having a door.
Well, he just hated us after that.
What a bitch.
Yeah, no, 100%.
100%.
It's still a running joke, and it was the best $20 we've ever spent.
And you give him $20?
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny how you said it's chill, and the guy was like, oh, hold on, let me walk through this logic. So you're saying that someone's door's locked, and then he texted you and said, it's cool to break it down.
Freshman logic will do anything to get accepted, and that was what was so funny about it. And it was... More of the story, it was the best $20 ever, and it was so funny. But that kid, he was an engineer, he was always busy. He never used to do his dishes, ever, 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 ever.
Fuck.
But he always used the same plate, so we stopped using that plate. Right. And he would always be like, bro, it wasn't me, because we live with five other dudes.
Right.
And so we stopped using that plate. And then the next day, I was in the sink dirty. He said, bro, it wasn't me. We're like, little do you know, we like showed him receipts, like some bad bitches, like he was cheating on us. Like,
right, right.
Oh, we all agreed to stop using the yellow cup and the yellow plate, bitch.
Ooh.
And then he's like, whoa. Fuck,
I mean, and then you said, in 6 months, we're going to break your door down.
Oh, my God, bro. I still talk about that to my friends up there to this day. It's There's nothing better than a good, just like college dumb prank. It wasn't even a prank.
That's college mayhem. That it's not, dude. In college, our bedroom doors, you could lock them, but you just needed like a little
toothpick
bro, to those open
locks,
them up.
How dumb are those?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Who are they keeping out? Shaq?
It got to a point where we all, you know, the just the literally deadbolt locks.
Yeah.
So we switched the doorknobs for the deadbolt locks it's like people, but for one semester, dude, you could just pop them open. So our running gag was if someone was fucking, you pop it open, you'd be like, yo, what's good, dude? And it's like mid fuck. Come on, dude, man.
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny, bro.
Yeah. We, one of the funniest things we ever did was we saw this prank online one time where you take like, you know, those giant gray trash cans by Home Depot.
Yeah.
We had those and we filled it up with water. We leaned it against some kid's door.
Yeah.
And then they're giant. These things hold like maybe, I don't know, 15 gallons.
Yeah.
And we bang on his door.
We would do the same fucking thing.
So when he opened it, his room got flooded.
Yeah. That's so funny. We didn't use, we just used like bowls. We didn't use like that. That's
bro,
crazy.
This was like, this was because all of his wires and iPhone chargers were on the floor and it fucked all this shit up.
Oh my God.
You know how hard it is to soak up that much water too?
Yes, because I'm sure it's a carpet, right? Fuck.
Dude. Oh, no, it was wood. It was wood. But it's just everywhere.
But what kind of wood, though?
Okay. That wood was wet, though.
Hey-o.
I'll tell you that much. But, God, just doing some dumb shit was always just so much fun in college. Man, I miss college. What do you say we can do?
Let's do a little sock talk.
And for those of you that listened to the last week's episode, Gabe is now handling the questions. So questions or advice, we have never heard these yet, so...
Here we go. Well, we got a good one then.
Hell yeah.
This comes from Jay.
Gabe, you sound depressed, man. You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right,
he's
man.
Like, bro, that was my door you kicked in.
Fuck.
This comes from Jay Lou, 47.
Too many 47s.
Yo, he guys loves 47. Dude, when he gets to be 47 years old, he'd be so fucking stoked.
So he wants to know, he says, is it bad that when I listen to your podcast, I whack off? Sweating emoji.
He said listen, not watch, so I'm fine with it. If he's watching the YouTube JNO, that's a different story. But if you're just listening to drown out the sound and sorrows of porn and the echoing that always happens, I'm fine with it.
See, I have the exact opposite feel to it. If you're watching and you go, one of the Trevor gets me a little aroused, I'm gonna jerk. That makes sense to me. But if just the audio is making you hard,
I think he's listening to the audio in the headphones, but watching. Porn.
No, I disagree. I think he's literally
just
telling
standing
us
in the corner of his room, just listening to episode 38, being
just
boy.
Listening to me laugh like a fucking hyena and being like, oh god, just putting a tennis ball in his asshole. Why would you do that?
Well,
47,
think
47,
about it.
Because
you know,
47.
You know, some people are like, porn is bad. This is not corrupting the mind.
This is corrupting minds. This is not. You think this is helping people?
I mean, what
actually, it is. It is helping people.
I mean, what's weirder, that or just jerking off to an audiobook of George W. Bush reading?
That's. I mean, only school shooters do that. Like, there's never been another person besides a school shooter to listen to an audiobook
by George W.
Of
Bush.
George W.
George
Bush.
W.
George W.
W. That was pretty good. Dude,
all right. Hey, I mean, listen,
at least
dude.
Our listen counts are going up, so thanks, man.
Dude, if you want to jerk off and listen to it, it's not weird, man. I just rock it out, man. I, you know,
do your thing.
Do your thing, dude.
This one comes from FR Not Drake, and they want to know, how do I go about asking my girlfriend to do anal? Need to know! Exclamation point!
I'm sorry, dude. Can you go again? I just laughed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that one from FR Not Drake says,
for real,
how do
not
I
Drake.
For real Not Drake? Maybe it's Drake. On the question.
This for sure is Drake.
Not Drake. How do I go about asking my girlfriend to do anal? Need to know.
He really wants to fuck that ass that bad. Need to know?
Yeah, but 3 exclamation points.
I mean,
he's got like dinner reservations this Friday. Like this, you better fucking answer this shit.
Yeah, it's my anniversary. Please go.
I think you toy around with it.
Yeah, you got two options. Yeah, you got two options.
All right.
You want to know?
Yeah.
And this is what I think. This is not fact. Yeah, I think you're on one of my options, which is like when she's straddling you, you go down there, you know, and you just do some a little bit of like primary investigation. You don't you don't irrigate the field initially, but you go down there and you do a little, investigation.
That's the fanciest way of you saying eat ass ever.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Throw a finger around there. See what happens.
Yeah. If she moans and she's into it, she might. But see, here's the problem, dude. Even if she's like into getting played with a little, that doesn't mean she's into like anal, like getting the penis in there. That's a vastly different thing.
Well, you asked. I mean,
bro,
try it. Dip your toe in the water. Water being in butthole.
I think that you play around it, see if she even likes a little bit of butt play, and then if she's like into it, then you gotta ask.
Yeah, exactly.
There's dudes out here that are just going for it and waiting her to.
That's not a go for it type move. That's some Evel Knievel shit.
Jesus Christ! I mean, if you guys are in like a healthy relationship, man, just be like, hey, man, I've been thinking like there's a kink that I would like to get out into the open. You know, would you want to do like anal?
But the second you start studying your words, she already knows what you're talking about. Like, I was thinking we should, do a little, and she's like, anal. You're like, oh, yep.
Yeah. You're not going to be like, I was thinking, you want to do a Groupon? Like, it's not.
Want to go keto diet with me?
I don't know what keto is.
I don't know either. I think it's no sugar.
It's more than. I mean, I think that's an aspect of it, but is it just no sugar, Gabe?
It's no sugar, no carbs either. It's like a whole thing. Ketosis is like a thing where your body starts doing like weight loss thing. It's like a chemistry thing.
Okay, so you just kill yourself afterwards. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, great.
So you guys want to do one more sock talk?
Yeah. Love it. Give it to me,
like
baby.
Love it, gotta have it.
This one's from MWINCKS. M Winks, I think.
Okay.
They want to know. Do y'all think Adolf Hitler got unlimited pussy a little bit, or was he a virgin?
Bro, Adolf Hitler was fucking everything.
Had to.
I mean, literally fucking everything.
Yeah.
He had no problems. He's Adolf Hitler, dude. He convinced a country to hate Jews. But you don't think
could
he
you
can convince
he
a lady to fuck?
He like had, she's like, no, I don't, you think I'm just gonna throw it up on the first date? You gotta take me out once or twice. He's like, what?
And he
what do you mean?
And he goes, get on the train. And he just sends her right to a concentration camp.
Jesus. What if he like had to? Like he like had to work for it.
It's so funny, dude. I mean, that's literally like David Beckham having to work for
He's
it.
Like, do you know who I am?
She's like, I don't know. I don't like that mustache, though.
Adolf, it sounds like my ex-boyfriend, Adam, and I don't like that. So what are you? You're probably a Gemini, aren't you?
What's your last name?
You're a Hitler? Nazi? What sign is that? Is that a Taurus?
What frat is that?
I don't know why there'd be a sorority girl just in Germany at the time. But,
He slides her his copy of Mein Kampf. I fucking wrote this. Well, I don't. What I have never. I only.
Are we gonna do coke off the cover? Then I don't care about it.
Yeah,
that's actually hilarious to me. Wow. I mean,
he for sure. Well, also, I mean, maybe because you know those like dudes that like are Yeah, that fucking dictators and all those type of dudes, like usually you get to that like level of megalomania because there's something like sexually wrong with you. I don't think Trump can get hard. You know what I mean? So like maybe he had impotence. Maybe he was trying to prove that he had a big dick the entire time. So maybe he had dick problems.
Well, maybe he had that micro penis, but he wanted that 14 incher.
Right. So maybe he might have not been fucking. Hitler might have not been fucking. Wow.
That would have been such a funny headline. Hitler might not have been fucking.
I mean, that might be the title of the episode. Yeah.
Hitler might not have been fucking. He might not have been. Who knows?
Wow. I don't know. I would, yeah. Yeah.
You're a girl. You doing it?
Yes.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't even think about it. He's Hitler. He runs the country. He's might have killed a bunch of people in Germany. But, so if he goes, I want your pussy. Okay. He sounds just like Dracula. Yeah. I'm for sure fucking. I don't think Hitler's lasting that long. I heard Hitler was a big cokehead.
Really?
Yeah. Huge.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. He was
how did I never put
mainlining cocaine?
Probably can't even get hard.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of footage of him like geeking out.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen speeches of his? He's not, I mean, he's either, like, he's either on cocaine or bang. He's fucking going in. He's like, skid up, but I'm not skid up, but he's freaking
Dude,
out.
What if you took, like, a documentary scene and then just at the end, you just put, like, a Bang Energy logo?
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny. Someone please do that.
Like at the bottom, it's just like, he's like, they're photoshopping him drinking a bang. Dude, that would be so insane. If somebody does that, please send it to us.
All right, let's get, hey, Gabriel, man, let's get into a little secret socks. Wait till you see my dick.
All right.
Wait till you see my dick. What, what? Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
this one's apropos. I did coke for the first time the other weekend, and now I've done it every day since.
Okay. That.
Hitler? Adolf? Are you still alive, Adolf?
Dot to dot. Y'all trying to fuck? wow. Okay. Like, I know it's just addictive, but like, that quick?
Is it addictive?
What?
I was joking, bro. So he did it one time, and then he's done it one, or she has done it every single day after that.
Here's my question.
Give it to me.
What are you doing it for? You just doing it for leisure so you can fucking prestige and... No, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Halo. I'll change video games. Or are you doing it to go
you
to...
You son of a bitch!
Or are you doing it to be better at your job? Because I know motherfuckers that work in finance would be like, I'm going to go for a coffee break. And the other guy's like, bro, coffee's like $6. This, $10. And I'll give you 2 bumps.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, if you're doing it, like, if you're doing it and then going to Costco, like, I mean, get your life together, bro. But if you're.
Well, out of all the stores,
Yo, if you were on.
Bro.
Coke or Adderall in Costco.
Bro, imagine the damage you could do to somebody's shins with a Costco cart.
Oh, you're right.
Bro,
those oh my God.
Fucking snow plows.
Bro, it's a transformer.
It's literally just the back end of a Ford F-350 with tinier wheels on it.
Oh my dude, you can kill a child with that, dude. If you're looking at the Rice Krispies and you're not paying attention, and you're in the aisle going a little fast, you just killed a child,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, cocaine and Costco would be a dangerous place. But
how much money do you think
you're
getting
spend? All the samples? Could you imagine holding up like robbing a sample lady
just for yeah?
You just put the
give me the mini hot dogs.
Put a gun in her back. You're like, let me get all the Applewood smoked sausages. They always got the best sausages to sample at Costco, I swear to God.
Yeah, but they don't understand. She's like, these are free. I don't give a fuck, give me all.
She's like, well, you're going to have to wait in line like the rest of us.
Every fucking day. I mean, listen, if you're asking for advice here, stop. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably like the best thing we could say.
Yeah,
I've never done this, so I really don't know how addictive it is. But, you know, since I think you're doing it every day, I don't think it's great for you. And then just, ease yourself off, don't hate yourself and just be like, you know what, Stuart, I'm done doing coke. It's Tuesday. It's 2 p.m. I'm about to go to class. I don't need to do cocaine.
Yeah. Plus save it for a special event or something like your wedding, like save it for the special day. So it has more of importance behind it. Cause you do it every day. It's not like if you've ever not drinking coffee for like 2 weeks and then you have a cup of coffee again, you're like, bro, I will fucking make love to this Keurig. So maybe that's your Keurig, but maybe take a long time off. Like, wait till you're like 15-year high school reunion or something. Or don't.
Buddy, when I'm old, I'm doing all of the drugs.
I used to tell myself that as a kid. I was like, that's how I want to go out. I want to be 78 years old and just rail 10 yards of cocaine.
Yeah.
But now I don't think I do.
Oh, dude, I'm going to do... When I hit 84 and I'm not dead yet, I'm going to do black tar heroin inside my testicles. I don't give a fuck, dude. I don't know if that's going to be any more potent, but who cares? I'm doing everything, dude. I'm doing peyote in fucking Vegas while I'm fucking 11 hookers. I'm wasting all my money. My kids aren't getting shit. My kids aren't getting a fucking dollar, dude. There's fucking people out here that are just like leaving millions of dollars to their kids worrying about their goddamn legacy. Fuck a legacy. I'm dead. I don't really care, but that's maybe selfish. But like, bro, I'm the one who sold a digital company for $20 million. You didn't do anything.
I think you got like 17 cents your name. You did well.
Yeah.
I mean, that you should make as much and spend as much. And like, that's ideally, you want to finish with as little as possible.
Right. Are you leaving money to your kids?
Kids?
Are you not having kids? You don't want kids?
No, I do.
You do? I think you'd be a good dad, bro.
I'd be a great dad.
I think so.
I mean, look at this outfit right here, bro. I'll fucking take the kids to softball. And they're like, Dad, we are boys. We want to play baseball. And I'm like, nah, we're underhand pitching today. Hey,
volleyball next.
Here's your T-ball. Dad, we're 38. All right. Well, okay.
Well, I guess I got to return this.
yeah, I think kids would be cool. I either want kids or a kitten.
Well, that's a violently different thing.
Well, kittens don't expect you to leave money for them. Kids are like, okay, Dad's got a couple years left on the clock. What are we getting?
I think it's funny when a lady has 19 cats, and she's like, these are my kids, and you want to be like, oh, those are cats.
Dog mom.
Those are cats, dude.
Yeah, but girls do it on Instagram by all the time. mother to two furry babies.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
Dog mom.
Dog mom. Woo-hoo! All over Bumble.
You are so edgy. Da-na-na-na.
Just looking for a dog dad to be my dog mom. What are you saying to me?
But if she says she's a dog mom in the bio, then just write to her and be like, what's up, MILF?
And she's
like,
a MILF.
What? You said you're a mom. So like,
yeah, you,
what's
you.
Good?
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah, I want kids. I think kids. I mean, man, I see how lonely some of these like super big, and I'm not saying I'm a big celebrity in any means, but like some of these super successful dudes that just like, they're just alone at like 65. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe should have wifed up one of those groupies. Just one.
Wifing up a groupie is such a bad idea. You got to wife up someone who's like, who. You gotta wipe up someone who's literally from like Venezuela, who just came over 3 years ago, who's super bad, but doesn't really give a fuck about the internet or comedy.
They think you're like they think you're a motivational speaker.
Yeah, they have no idea. And
the way you yell up there, Michael, I don't know what you say, but I'm so how do I say hard? No, babe, you me hard, you wet.
Oh. It's honestly the way you yell up there. You remind me of Hitler. Did he get hard, guys? We're wrapping it all back, okay? Listen, that's the fucking episode. We're out of time. It's been Trevor Wallace. It's been Michael Blaustein. This has been an episode of Stiff Socks. Guys, go on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe. It really goddamn helps us out. And listen, Patreon is fucking happening. It's five gosh darn dollars if you want four extra episodes.
Those are words. Also, real quick, last thing before I get out of here. Nah. December 10th, San Francisco, and December 11th, Sacramento. Bro, come on out. See any of us live. We're great.
Bro,
Gabe's doing something live, but see him live.
Second week, January, I'm going to be the DC Comedy Loft. Buy them tickets. Going soon. Guys, love you. Bye.
Be.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.